Today's daf is Soita Daf Chof Ches, and we are at the last line of Daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis, the beginning of the Gemara. Today's daf is being learned, Li'ilu Nishmas, Chaim Eloza Ben Yibodol L'Chaim, Reb Shimshon Aryeh. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began the fifth perek of Masechta Soita, Perek Keshem Shehamayim. And as we saw, the perek began with a long and rather colorful Mishnah. Began discussing two very critical halachos in the parsha of Soita. From there, it digressed to talk a little bit about Tumas Klicheres, Ori Halevian, Tchumen Dairaisa, Oz Yosher Moshe, and whether Eiv was Oved Es Hashem Me'ahava or whether he was only Oved Es Hashem Me'ira. What's the paper trail? What's the common denominator between all these different, seemingly very disparate halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah? The answer is boy bayon. All of these halachas were said on that day, the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, the day where it was Nisrabu HaSafsolim in the great yeshiva in Yavna, a day that many historians believe was one of the turning points in Jewish history, and really a day that would assure Kilo Yishochach Mipizaroi that even in the bitter galus, but Klal Yisrael would always persevere because of the fact that they had the Torah Shebaalpeh. Either way, the Gemara now is going to analyze all aspects of the Mishnah. It's going to begin with the halachas that the Mishnah began with, and that is the halachas that relate to Soita, two, as we mentioned, very, very important halachas. That is going to be the topic of today's daf. It's also going to be the topic of the first part of tomorrow's daf by Amid Beis tomorrow, and really parts of Amid Aleph. We're going to be pivoting into a daf and a half of Tumah V'Tahira. By the end of the daf, we'll be talking about, end of the week, I should say, Oz Yosher and Eiv, regardless. So the perek began by saying two halachas. Number one, Kishem Shamayim Boidkin Oysa, Kacha Mayim Boidkin Oysa. Just like the Mayim was Boidik, whether or not the Soita was Nivela or wasn't Nivela, so too the Mayim was Boidkin Oysa. We mentioned yesterday, who's the Oysa? It's the first Gemara in today's daf. It's the Baal. So just like the Mayim was Boidik the Soita, so too the Mayim was Boidik the Baal. Another halacha that the Mishnah said was that Kishem Shasur Labal, Kacha Sur Labal. Just like the Soita, until she drinks from the May Soita, is going to be Usur to her husband, so too this Soita will forever be Usur to the Baal. Meaning, in the event that she doesn't drink from the May Soita, and her husband gives her a get, which is something that he has to do, or if he dies, the halacha is she's free to marry anybody that she wants, with the exception of the Baal, and maybe the exception of a Kayin, as will come clear in the next few dafin. But these are the two halachas of the Mishnah. Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oysoi, Kacha Mayim Boitkin Oysoi, Kishem Shasru Labal, Kacha Asru Labal. Now, the first part of today's daf is going to discuss less the halachas, which are pretty straightforward, and really more the drashas. And the Mishnah already started discussing the drashas. I think it's kedai to just chazer over a few lines of the Mishnah, as it's going to segue into the majority of today's daf. So the Mishnah began. Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oysa, Kacha Mayim Boitkin Oysa. How do you know that, Shenemar? The Pasuk says, Uvahu, Uvahu. Now the Gemara is going to clarify what exactly the drasha is. Next part of the Mishnah, Kishem Shasru Labal, Kacha Asru Labal. Just like she's also to the husband, so too she's also to the Baal, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Nitma'a, Vinitma, meaning it could have said Nitma, instead it says Vinitma. The extra Vav teaches me that she's not only also to the Baal, but there's like a Chiddush in the Nitma, she's also to the Baal. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Shua said, Kacho Yadarish Schari Ben Akatsav. Schari Ben Akatsav used to darshan this halacha the way Rabbi Akiva did, meaning that the Makar of Kishem Shasru Labal, Kacha Asru Labal is from the extra Vav that it says in the word Vinitma. Rabbi Yomer Rabbi said that the Makar is something else. Shnei Pomim Mamurim Beparish. It's from the fact that the Torah said the word Nitma twice. It says Nitma, and it says Vinitma, Echad Labal VeEchad Labal. So there's no Machlikis in Halach in our Mishnah. The Machlikis, however, is what is the Makar to the fact? Kishem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labal. According to Rabbi Akiva, and Kacho Yadarish Schai Ben Akatsav, it's from the Vav in Vinitma. According to Rebbe, it's from the fact that the Torah wrote the word Nitma an extra time. The Mishnah says that the Torah wrote the word Nitma twice. In fact, we'll see in the Gemara, the Torah wrote the word Nitma three times, and all three of them were going to Darshan. But in our Mishnah, we only need two, and one is teaching me the Isabal, and the other is teaching me the Sabal. So again, Simdritimu, the two halachas that the Mishnah says is number one, Kishem Shemayim Boitkin Oisai, Kachamayim Boitkin Oisai, Kishem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labal. What's the Jerusha of Kishem Shemayim Boitkin Oisai, Kachamayim Boitkin Oisai? It's only one opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, Uvo, Uvo. What the drasha of Uvo Uvo is a little bit unclear. It will become clear in the Gemara. As it relates to Kishem Shasru Labal Kach Asru Labayo, what's the drasha to that? Machloikis Tana. Rabbi Akiva and Kachar Yidosh Tzchari Ben Akatsov, it's the Vav of the word Vinitma. According to Rebbe, it's from the fact that the Torah wrote the word Nitma an extra time. Zok the Gemara. The Perek began, Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oysa, Kachamayim Boitkin Oysa. Zok the Gemara. Oysa Laman, who is this Oysa? Him. Who's him? Ilem Labal doesn't mean the husband. Just like the Mayim was Boydik the Saita, so to the Mayim was Boydik the husband. Baal my covet. What did the Baal do wrong? Meaning, why are we being Boydik the Baal? The Shaila is, was the Saita Nivala? Shaila is also if the Baal was involved in this Maisa. But the Baal, he's certainly an innocent bystander. So if that's the case, why would the Mayim be Boydik him? Now, you'll tell me the Ispe Avin Batkele Maya. Maybe the Mayim, once she's drinking, was boydik him to make sure that he didn't do an avera in this parsha either. Now, what would that avera have possibly been? So, top Rashi, that maybe the mayim was boydik to make sure that he didn't violate the isra saita. He wasn't bala. If you remember, they had to take this long trek together. They went from the local bezdin all the way to the bezdin agadosh of Yerushalayim, meisrim loy shnei tamid chachamim, isa yichod, because there was a real chashash that maybe there'd be a bia. So maybe once she's drinking, the mayim is going to be boydik to determine 100% that he didn't do anything wrong. But the Gemara says, ki isbe oven b'didei mi bodki le maya, but would the mayim be boydik him in the event that he did an avera, or even better, would the mayim even be boydik l'dida? Would it even be boydik her? But Tanya, we learned to the price of Niko ishme yavoin v'ho isha ha'hi tisa esavoina. From that passage, we learned b'sman sho ish menukum yavoin amayim boydik in ishtai. In the event that the man is menukum yavoin, meaning he didn't do any avera, that's when the mayim was boydik her. But eino ish menukum yavoin, in the event that the man himself is not menukum yavoin, meaning he himself did an avera, such as he was ba'alel achash enistra, the Mayim wouldn't be Baidik as Ishtai. So I understand where the Metzias, you can sort of rationalize that the Mayim would be Baidikim. If he was Baalel, Achash and Nistra. The problem is, if he was Baalel, Achash and Nistra, the Mayim's not Baidik at all. It's not only not Baidikim, it's not Baidikar either. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Kishem Shamayim Baidikin Oisai, Kach Amayim Baidikin Oisai? Who is the Oisai? It's the husband. What are we being Baidikim for? To make sure that he wasn't Baalel Achash and Nistra. If he was Baalel Achash and Nistra, it's on Boydik. So then there's nothing really that the Mayim could be Boydik him for. Ve'elo, the him must be Le'Bayel. Obviously, the Bayel, we have to be Boydik. Maybe he did the Avera. I mean, he's part of this equation. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, listen, Kiddiktani Seifa. Then why are we referring to the Bayel simply as Oisai? Why don't we refer to the Bayel the same way we refer to him in the Seifa? What do we refer to him as a Seifa? With his name, the Bayel. Kshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labayel. So it's just funny that the Mishnah says two halachas. Number one, Kshem Shamayim Boitkin Oisai, Kachamayim Boitkin Oisai. Kshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labayel. The Oisai is the Bayel. Yet, in the ratio, we refer to him as Oysoi, in the Sefer, we refer to him as Boil. It just seems to be inconsistent. So, Zok the Gemara, Oilam, the Boil, Oilam, the Oysoi of the ratio, the Mishnah is the Boil. So, why then do we refer to him in the ratio as Oysoi, in the Sefer as the Boil? Ratio, I did Tana Oysa, Tana Oysoi. Because in the ratio, the Mishnah, we refer to the Soita as Oysa. So, if you want to compare and contrast, if she's Oysa, so the Boil is going to be Oysoi. Sefer, in the Sefer, we're comparing and contrasting the Boil, not to the Isha, but to the other man. Now, you can't just say Oisai, Oisai, because they're both Oisais. So over there, you have no choice but to refer to the Baal as the Baal. And I did the Tani Baal, Tani Baal, you refer to him as the Baal. Either way, a little long-winded, but the point of the Mishnah is very straightforward. Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oisai, Kach Amayim Boitkin Oisai. Who is Oisai? That's the Saita. That was never a discussion. Who's the Oisai? The Oisai is going to be the Baal. Either way. So, Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oisai, Kach Amayim Boitkin Oisai. What's the Makar Shenema? The Pasuk says, Uvo, Uvo. Shenemar Uvo, Uvo. Iboiluhu. Bo, Uvo, Kamar. Is the drasha that it could have said Vo, and instead it says Uvo, Mitavov. So it's the extra Vov that we're darshaning. Oi, or maybe Uvo, Uvo, Kamar. Maybe it's an extra mention of the word uvo. So we're going to see in the course of this next Gemara that we're going to learn that the Torah mentions the word uvohu. Uvohu what? Uvohu hamayim. The water is going to enter the guf of the isha and things are going to happen depending on whether she's innocent or guilty. Three times. So the question is it the extra mention of the word uvo? That's the drasha. That's how we know it's not just boidikur. It's not only going to affect her who's drinking the water, but it's going to affect him as well. Or is it the vav uvohu that we're darshini? So the Gemara Tashma, l'chur, I could bring you a rai. The Mishnah continued and said a second halacha. K'shem shasru l'baal, kach asru l'baal. Shenema, the pasuk says, nitma v'nitma. So from that second part of the Mishnah, l'chura, I should be able to prove the first part of the Mishnah. Meaning, what's the drasha of nitma v'nitma? L'chura, it's the extra vav. So if the drasha of nitma v'nitma is the extra vav, it makes sense then that the drasha of the first part of the Mishnah, uvo uvo, is also the extra vav. Just to be consistent with the signon of the two drashas. But the Gemara says that really the second drasha, how are you so sure that it's the vav? V'adayin tibaya. Nitma v'nitma kamar. That second drasha. Is it really the extra vav that we're darshaning? Oy nitma v'nitma kamar. You need help from the Bach. V'adayin tibaya. Nitma v'nitma kamar. Is it the vav? Oy im nitma v'nitma. It's the extra mention of the word nitma. Meaning, how are you so sure that the drasha of the seifa is the extra vav? The Gemara says, no, that's mefurish. Tashma, nidik tani seifa. Because there's two dayas in the seifa of the Mishnah. Meaning, the first day of the seifa of the Mishnah is nitma v'nitma. Rabbi Akiva v'kacha yidarish zechari ben akatsim. And then Rabbi was chaylik. Rabbi yoymishnei pa'amim mamurim b'parisha v'nitma v'nitma. And for sure, Rebbe's drasha is the shnei pamim. It's the extra mention of the word nitma. Michal Rabbi Akiva vavi kadarish, which means then the Rabbi Akiva, who was the first opinion mentioned in the Sefer the Mishnah, he was coming mitzad devav. If he's coming mitzad devav, and Rabbi Akiva was mentioned behemshach to the first halacha of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva is coming from the vav, so it's mistaber then that the first part of the Mishnah is also coming mitzad devav. So the bottom line is that the first halacha of the Mishnah's drasha was a little bit unclear. What's the drasha? Is it the vav of uvo? That could be a drasha. Or is it the extra mention of the word uvo? It says three times in the Torah, in the parasha of Zoita, the word uvo. That's not mefurish. Says the Gemara, prove it from the second part of the Mishnah. Because in the second part of the Mishnah, you have a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi. As it relates to Kishem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labal, according to Rabbi Akiva, we learn it from the Vav of Nitma. According to Rabbi, we learn it from the extra mention of the word Nitma. Rabbi Akiva, who's the first opinion mentioned in the Sefer the Mishnah, it was immediately in succession to the Reisha of the Mishnah. If that's the case, it sounds like then that Rabbi Akiva is the Tana of the Reisha of the Mishnah. And if Rabbi Akiva, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, darshened the extra vav, so it's mistaber then in the Reisha of the Mishnah, he darshened the extra vav as well. So if that's the case, what's then the Makar Kishem Shemai Boitkin Esau, Kacha Mai Boitkin Esau? It's the vav from the word uvo uvo. Either way, says the Gemara, Michlal Hilkoch, Rabbi Akiva, what emerges then is that according to Rabbi Akiva, Shisa Kroi Ksivi, you have six mentions of the word uvo hamayim. Why do you have six mentions? Because it says three times the word uvo in the Torah. And we just said the Rabbi Akiva darshan the vav. Really darshan the vav. Geshem shamayim boidkin oisa, kach hamayim boidkin oisa. It was in Iboya in the Gemara, but we clarified that it means the extra vav. Which means then that you have three mentions of uvo. The ikur word is mentioned three times. The vav is Rabbis. So really you have six mentions of this concept of uvo. Now what are the six mentions? I think it's just kedai to see or at the very least hear these psukim because the Gemara is going to darshan them for a moment. The pasuk says in pasuk chav beis perikei uvo hamayim hamorim ha'elo b'meyayich latzpois beten v'lanpo yorech v'omro isha amen amen. So it says uvo. Then the pasuk says again, "V'hishka es ha'isha es mei hamorim hamorim uvo v'hamayim hamorim lamorim." And then there's a third pasuk, "V'hishka es hamayim v'hoisem nitma v'atima mal b'isha uvo v'hamayim hamorim lamorim." But it's a bit of enough for you. Reich v'hoisa isha v'olam b'kerivam. So you literally have three pasukim: pasuk of beis, pasuk of dal, pasuk of zayin. Drayim mal the Torah said the word uvo. So three times it mentions the word is going to enter the guf of the Isha, and all three times it mentions it with a vav. Which means then that there's six drushes, and that's this line. Hilkach Rabbi Akiva, Shisa Kroi Ksivi. I have six psukim. I have three psukim, but I also have three vavs. So why would I need all these three psukim? So the Gemara says like this. Chad letzava v'dida, v'chad letzava didei. So what does Sava mean? So we need help from Rashi. So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Shisa Kroi, so Rashi says, Litzava, it's in the middle of the Rashi, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Goyzer, Sheyavo Bahamayim Lamar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being Goyzer. He's telling the water what it needs to do. You Kavu Amayim, right here he's telling the water that what you need to do is you need to enter the guf, and this is what has to happen. Now, why would the Torah of Uvo of Tzava have a Vav? What's the actual Vav for? That's Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Chad Tzava Didav, Chad Tzava Didei. That's Kishem Shamayim Boitkin Oysa, Kachamayim Boitkin Oysa, and that's why there's an extra vav. The Ramo is that the Tzava is for two things. We're being Goyzer on the Mayan, that it should, number one, go into the Isha, and number one, it should affect their man as well. The Chadla Asiya Dida, the Chadla Asiya Didei. So what's this Asiya? So if you go Behemshech of Rashi, Rashi says, La Asiya means, Kan Hoidia HaKosav Es Yisrael, the Maftiach Lehem Sheyiftaku Amayim. There's like a haftocha to Klal Yisrael. I'm being maftiach you. This is not like a bracha. It's a haftocha that this is what's going to happen. Why would it be a haftocha regarding the Mei Amor? Maybe this has to do with Rabban Al HaTorah, with the Nes Gadol and the Kavod Gadol that the Yidden got as a result of the Mayim. But the bottom line is, there's a haftocha that it's going to work for her, and there's a haftocha that it's going to work for him. That's why that Uvo, which is referring to that, is also mentioned twice. V'chad, and the third one, is liyadia dida, v'chad liyadia didei. So what's that all about? So that Rashi explains in the beginning of the Rashi. And Rashi says that even though, and this was something that the Gemara actually mentioned earlier in the Masechta, when the Torah mentions initially that this woman is going to be punished, so it says the Kohen would tell her that the Yerech is going to be affected, and then afterwards it mentions that the Betin is going to be affected. And the reason it was mentioned in that order, the Gemara said, was Mida Keneged Mida. Because first the Yerech had Hanav from this Aveira, and then afterwards the Betin had Hanav from this Aveira. But when it came to drinking the water, that's not the way it was. The Torah says twice, it was Latzpois Betin Ven Lanpo Yerech, Vitzovso Bitna Ven Nafli Yerecho. And it's for that reason the Gemara says that the Torah mentioned an extra time uvo because the Torah wanted to say that the Kohen had an obligation to tell the woman that I want you to know that even though initially memgeret that Mita Keneged Mita, the Yerech, and then the Betin, but at the same time, we were just talking that way, so you should deher that this is a real Mita Keneged Mita happening, but that's not Lamais the way it's going to happen. The way it's going to happen is going to be first the Betin and then the Yerech, and it's for that reason we mention in this order of Chad Liyadiyah, there's a whole extra mention of Avo, and it's going to affect him that way and her that way, and that's why you have the extra Avo with the Vav. One is Fiyadiyya Dida, and the other one is Fiyadiyya Didei. So the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Akiva, with Darshan, this extra Vav, which means that we have to darshan every uvo twice. Because number one, the actual word uvo, plus the vav is l'rabbi. So what you end up with is three uvos plus three vavs. Why is the Torah so wordy? Three times the Torah mentions the word is going to enter the guf of the Isha, and also with the vav, it's going to affect the man. One is that the Eibishter is being geyser, he's talking to the water. You have a shlichus. This is something that you need to do. Number two is there's a haftacha that it's going to play itself out. And number three is there's a whole extra mention to bring out this nakuda that the Kohen had an obligation to tell the woman that I want you to know that it's going to happen in the reverse order, even though it's the shaloikim mida keneged mida diga order. But afal pikein, this is the way that it's going to happen. Zok de Gemara for Rebbe, according to Rebbe, klasakroiksi. According to Rebbe, you only have three psukim. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe of the Seif of the Mishnah. Rebbe who didn't darshan the vav of nitma v'nitma. But rather, Rebbe said, how do you know k'shem sh'asur l'bal kach asur l'bal? It's from the extra mention of the word nitma. So the Gemara is assuming that just like Rebbe doesn't darshan the vav of v'nitma, so too Rebbe doesn't darshan the vav of uvo. So if that's the case, how many mentions of uvo do you have in the pasuk? You have three, because you don't darshan the vav. So what do you need? Three, four, chad l'tzava, chad l'asiv, chad l'yadi. It's the same three that Rabbi Akiva has. The only difference is you don't need the extra vav l'rabbis that it's going to affect the baal as well. So what's the next kasha? Very obvious question. V'rebi k'shem shamayim boidkin oisoy, kach boidkin oisoy minale. According to Rebbe, what's the makar that the mayim was boidekim, just like the mayim was boidekim? Meaning, bishleimo, according to Rabbi Akiva, of the seif of the Mishnah, who darshins vinitma, so he's going to also darshin uvohu. he's going to therefore have not just one makar, but three makaris that the mayim was baidikim as well. Each limud of uvo was marba the man as well. But according to Rebbe, that you don't darshan the vav. And Rebbe and the Sefer darshan the extra nitma to teach mikishem shas rule about kachas rule about. So luchur is snotu, you can't darshan the vav of uvo as well. Now you'll tell me, maybe I know kishem shamayim boikin, I saw kachamayim boikin, because it says the word uvo three times, all three were taken. That's the segue of the Gemara, right? That's the flow of the Gemara. Chad v'tznava, chad v'asiyah, v'chad v'oidah. So if that's the case, everything's already taken. So how does he know that? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how he knows it. Because midetanya, he knows it from the following braisa. It says, latzbois beten, v'lanpo yorech. And we learn from here, bitnoi v'yerechoi shalboyo. That mention of latzbois beten, v'lanpo yorech is coming to teach me that it's not just her, but it's him as well. Why would you think it's the Baal? She's the one that's drinking it. So the Chura, doesn't the Pasuk mean her? No. There's another Pasuk that already says that. Why would the Torah have to mention it a second time? Obviously, to be marva that it's even bitnei v'yerechoi shel Baal. Zok de Gemara. In other words, so what's Rebbe's makar? His makar is not the extra mention of the word uvo, but it's from the arichos of the parasha that was mentioned twice. Torah says that she's going to drink the water is going to enter a guf. And what's going to happen? We have the whole arichos. Latzbois beten, v'lan pol yarech, v'tzof so bitten of a yafel yarecho. Why do we need the whole arichos? That seems to be superfluous. And that's what Rebbe held is the makar, that number one, v'tzof so bitten of a yafel yarecho, and the other one is latzbois beten, v'lan pol yarech. By the way, the Gemara is going to speak this out in a minute. One is mentioned by Lashon Akeva, v'tzof so bitten of a yafel yarecho, and the other one is not mentioned in Lashon Akeva. Latzbois beten, v'lan pol yarech. And that's also not Lashon Zachar, but it's like is parif, right? So as a result, the point is the one is for sure in the cave, and it's the other one that's coming to be marba. It's going to be from the Baal. V'idach says the Gemara, who's the V'idach? Rabbi Akiva, who darshins that the mayim was boidik the Baal from the vav. So what does he do with the extra mention of latzvi's bet of lampo yarech? Why the Torah have to be so marich? Who the moidel akayin the bet of bereisha v'hada yarech? That extra latzvi's bet of lampo yarech is mentioned in the context of one of the uvos. Which one of the uvos? If you go through the Rashis, it's the uvo that was to be moidia. To be moidia what? That it's going to be first the beten and then the yarech, even though the mita keneged mita really is fakir, and we made a big deal about that. So the reason the Torah had to mention again latzpois bet of yampo yarech is because that's the whole punchline of that uvo. So you can't tell me that's extra. Just say uvo. No, you can't just say the uvo. The whole point of that uvo is to be maidia. So if that's the whole nekuda, that is the umph. That's the punchline of the uvo. Therefore, we had to mention again the latzpois bet of yampo yarech, and as a result, that's not going to be extra. That was the whole point. The idach sakti gemara. Okay, that's a very good taina. Meaning, you Rebbe a moida that uvo is coming to be moidia, right? Rebbe had the same cheshbon of the three uvos. He just doesn't have the vav. But chalda tzva, chalda tziva, chalda moidia. So if that's the case, you have that chalda moidia anyways. So then that means that the latzpois bet v'lan pol yarech is not extra. So if it's not extra, how could you use those words to be marba that the maim is boidik the boil? It should have said it b'loshen akeva, like it says the second time. It's also bitna. My bet in the yarech. Why would the Torah mention it the way it mentioned it? Shmami no labayo. Must be it's coming to teach me that the mayim was by the labayo. Zok the Gemara, according to Rebbe, that this pasuk is coming to teach me that the mayim was by the labayo. Ve'ema kulei lahach yudasa. So how do you even know that uvo was coming to teach me that the kohen would be my dear and say, I want you to know, even though we had a conversation of yerech, because the yerech is nenetchila, but when it's going to come to lamais, it's going to be first event, and maybe the kohen was never my dear. It says an extra uvo. The reason it says the extra uvo was to teach me that the mayim was boidik the boil, which I know it is from that uvo, from the fact that it says latzbois betel v'yan pol yorech. Meaning, once it had to say latzbois betel v'yan pol yorech to teach me that the mayim was boidik the boil, so maybe kulo lahachir dasa. Then the whole uvo is not extra anymore because I need the uvo. Well, the Torah was going to say latzbois betel v'yan pol yorech. No, there has to be a context. What's the context? You're going to drink and latzbois betel. Okay, so the Torah has to say uvo. So if the Torah has to say uvo, so now the uvo, according to Rebbe, is not extra. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's extra. But according to Rebbe, that I needed to teach me latzbois betel v'yan pol yorech, that the Maimon is Boidik the Boil, so that means the whole Uvah was not extra. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true, because it came Lichtoy Bitnei V'Yerecha. If all the Torah was coming to teach me was how the water is going to affect him, then the Torah would have made it very clear that we mean the Zachar. It would have said, Bitnoi v'yorech, oi, my beten v'yorech. What's this parvaloshen? Shmamino tarti. It must be, it's coming to teach me something that's negeya her and something that's negeya him. It's negeya her, the uvo is that we will medea her. It's negeya him, that kashem shamayim boitken oisa, kach amayim boitken oisa. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is when we started the Mishnah and we pre-capped the daf, we said, oh, it's very straightforward. Mishnah saying two halachas. The first halach is Kshem Shamayim Boitken Oisa, Kach Amayim Boitken Oisa. What's the makar? Vo. There's no machlokes in that. And then we have Kshem Shasur Lebal Kach Asur Lebal. Machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva. Whether the makar is the vav of Vinitma or it's the extra mention of the word Nitma. After further review, really the Reisha and the Seifa are both the machlokes Shnuya. Just like there's a machlokes in the Seifa, there's a machlokes in the Reisha as well. In fact, it's the same machloikis. There's a common denominator in this machloikis. Kishem shamayim boitken oisoy, kach hamayim boitken oisoy, shenemar uvo uvo. This is Rabbi Akiva talking. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the makar is the vav of uvo. Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa, who in the seif of the Mishnah says, nitma v'nitma, the ratio of the Mishnah says, it could have said vo, instead it says uvo. Rabbi in the seif of the Mishnah doesn't darshan the vav of v'nitma. L'shitasa, he won't darshan the vav of uvo either. If that's the case, according to Rebbe, what is the makar kshem shamayim boitken oisa kach hamayim boitken oisa? It's from the fact that the Torah mentioned the second time latzpo is betel v'lan pel yorech. It didn't say peloshen akeva, but rather it said it in this ambiguous loshen l'rabois kshem shamayim boitken oisa kach hamayim boitken oisa. And by the way, just to recap the real whole first part, who's the oisa? The oisa is the bayil zok the gemar vayta. Now this next gemar that we're going to learn is miotakamos. It's a short on the days, but it's Roiv Ha'echos. In fact, this Gemara we're about to learn, as far as the lumdis of Masechta Soita goes, it's all here. It's Afachba V'Afachba the Kulava. So from a lumdis of Soita perspective, which, by the way, ties into the lumdis of Gantz Teresh Abal Peh, as we'll see a little bit of in the raid, it's Mamish talked here. This is the Ksubis Daftes of Masechta Soita. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Kach hoye doyresh Zechariah v'chule. Tanu Rabbanu. Sholesh panim ha'amurim v'parsha. Im nitma, nitma v'nitma olam. If you go through the psukim in the parsha of Soita, the Torah mentions three times the word nitma. The Torah says, Zoyis Torah ha'kenois ashetista isha tachas isha v'nitma. V'avar olav ruach kinah v'kinah zishtoi v'hinitma. And the Torah mentions a third time this idea. So there's three mentions of the word nitma. And the question is, why did the Torah have to say the word nitma three times? One, to teach me that a soita is also Torah's echel lebayil. One, to teach me that she'll never be able to marry the bayil. Echel truma, and one, to teach me that if she was a woman that up until this point was able to eat truma, no longer will she be able to eat truma. Divi Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael commented to Rabbi Akiva and he said, Kal v'chaymer. L'churo, based on a Kal v'chaymer, just say the words of Rabbi Yishmael first, I should know the following halach. Uma grusha, madacha grusha, shemuteris l'truma. Who's allowed to eat truma, asura l'kuna is not allowed to marry a kohen, zusha asura b'truma. This woman, who's not allowed to eat truma, ain't a din shasura l'kuna, certainly this woman would not be allowed to marry a kohen. So Rabbi Akiva said, it says the word in the Torah three times in the parish of Soita, want to teach me this about, want to teach me this about, and want to teach me that the Soita is not allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Shmuel heard what Rabbi Akiva said and jumps on Rabbi Akiva. He says, Rabbi Akiva, kal v'chaymer. Madach grusha is allowed to eat truma. Who's allowed to eat truma is also to a kayin. A soita who's not allowed to eat truma certainly should be also to a kayin. So if I was Rabbi Akiva, I would say, okay, where are we going with this, right? What does it have to do with anything Rabbi Akiva said? Rabbi Akiva said there's an issa to the Baal, there's an issa to the Baal, there's an issa to truma. So Rabbi Yishmael, for sure based on kalva chayma, she should be also to a kayin. Who said anything about being mutter to a kayin, that you need to come to me with a kal v'chaymer to tell me that you're going to be also to a kayin? It's going to be the Gemara's kasha at the very beginning of tomorrow's snap. But either way, Bryson continues and says, Ma Talmud loymar v'hi nitma v'hi loy nitma. If you look in the pasuk, there's a very interesting diak. It says that the husband warned his wife, Al tisri mishpoini, she didn't listen, there was a stira, and now there's a safek. Hence, the parish of Soit, the hence Masech the Soit. If you look at the pasuk that describes the suffix, the pasuk says as follows: the overall of Ruach Kina, there was a kinoi. The kinei is ishtoi, this man did kinoi. The hinitma, and she's tame. The overall of Ruach Kina, the kinei is ishtoi. Or it could be that the husband did kinoi, he was mekana her, but really the loynitma, she's not tame. This is a very wordy way of saying we're not sure. Meaning that we know there was kinoi. It's not a suffix if there was kinoi. We know there was kinoi. We know there was a stira. But at the same time, we're not sure. Is she tameh or she not tameh? But Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says it could be there was a kinoi and she's for sure tameh. It could be there was a kinoi and for sure she's not tameh. Again, it's a little wordy, but it's also not the way you would expect the Torah to present the suffix. So the Gemara asks it as a kasha. I understand. The first part of the pasuk says, va'avar l'vruach kinoi v'kinoi eshev hinitma. Im nitma lama shaysa. I understand. If the story of the Saita begins with a woman that's Tame, then why is she drinking from the May Saita? And then the Pasuk says, V'kines ishtoi v'hi loinitma. Im loinitma, and if we know for sure she's not Tame, then Lama Mashke. Again, why are we giving her to drink? The Teretz says it's a suffix, but why are we talking as if for sure she's Tame and or for sure she's not Tame? Says the Gemara, Magad l'cha kasa. You know what the Pasuk is coming to teach me? That really it's a suffix, but we're describing the tzad that she's tameh as if for sure she's tameh. And it's coming to teach us she'asafik asura, and really the punchline is that's going to emerge from the Gemara, she'asafik asura kivadai mikana todon, and from here we learn l'sheretz, to sheretz. Was it? Soita have to do with the sheretz. Mas soita, madacha soita, shloyas v'shoyig meis v'enetz kiratzen. Where you don't find that a shoyig is treated like a mason, and you don't find that an oynes is treated like a ratzen. Meaning, if a suffix soita would be nivel atachas baila b'shoyig, what's the halacha? She'd be mutter to her husband. If it was ba'oynes, she'd be mutter to her husband, unless he's a kohen. But otherwise, she'd be mutter. A shoyig is not like a mason, oynes is not like a ratzen. Still, asabas suffix evadai. Here's where the Gemara says the word vadai. Still, if she's a suffix soita, we treat her as if she's a vadai soita. Sheretz she'asa b'shoigig kemezet v'oynes keratzin. A sheretz where if it's matame b'shoigig, it's the same as if it was matame b'mezet. If it's matame b'oynes, it's the same as if it was matame b'ratzin. Ein adin she'yasa b'suffix vadai. So certainly, mi suffix, we should treat it as if it was a vadai. In other words, says the Gemara, the reason the Torah mentioned the halacha of suffix soita as if on the tzad it happened, it vadai happened, is because the way we treat a suffix soita in halacha is as if she's a vadai soita. So a suffix soita is not just aser, but she's aser ki vadai soita. And if it's true by a soita, the brisa continues, says it should be true by a sheretz also. If there's a suffix whether a sheretz was naga in something or sheretz was a naga in something, we would treat it not just as if maybe there's a suffix, there's Toma, but we treat it as if vadai it was Tomei. And the Braisa continues. And the Braisa says, this mamish old dvarma imdim bruma shalom. Every line here. And mas, noite rishos hayachid. Just like the suffix of the site that takes place where? In a rishos hayachid. It takes place in a matzav of stira, in a place where there's nobody around. Av sheretz rishos hayachid. So to the only time we can dan the kal v'chaymer, because daya lovim and adin liyaz kenadin, mi makim shabasa, so the only time we would treat a suffix to my sheretz kevadai would be if it's in a rishos hayachid. Additionally, mas soita dova sheyesh beidas lisha, just like the soita. We have a suffix if there's tum. Right? We have a suffix if an avera took place. The suffix is on who? The suffix is on the soita. The soita, the woman. She's a dover sheyesh baydas lishol. You can ask her. Now, no one says we're going to take her opinion that seriously. She's drinking regardless, unless she says tmeya. But the point is that she's a dover sheyesh baydas lishol. Av sheretz. So, too, the only time this kavachem and the lima to sheretz is going to play out is if it's a dover sheyesh baydas lishol. So, if a sheretz would touch a dover sheyesh baydas lishol, such as a human, so that's when you would have this halacha. However, if the sheretz would touch a dover sheyesh baydas lishol, such as a keli, so then you wouldn't have this halacha. Umikan amru. And it's from this whole shtickle Torah that Chazal taught us the following. If you have a suffix, if a sheretz touched the dove, here's the halacha. If it's in Rishos Hayachid, Tzveikoi Tomei. Misafik, it's going to be Tomei. Not only is it going to be Tomei, it's going to be Tomei. Kevadai. Bishus Arabim. If it's in Rishos Arabim, Tzveikoi Tomei. Why? Because the whole limud is from Saita. And Saita takes place in a matzav of Stira, which is a Rishos Hayachid. So, if it's in a Rishus Hayachah like the Soit, you're going to have this halacha. If it's in a Rishus Rami, you're not going to have this halacha. V'she'en boi das lishol. And if the whole shayla of the Sheretz being Naga is a dove she'en boi das lishol, then it doesn't matter. Be'en Rishus Hayachah, be'en Rishus Rabim, Svei Koytar. Why? Because again, if the whole Makar is Soita, the whole Makar is only for Rishus Hayachah. So even when it's a dove she'yesh boi das lishol, it has to be Dafkin or Rishus Hayachah. If it's not a davar sheyesh beidas lishol, then even in a rishos hayachid. But what's the bottom line? This brisa just taught us the following. It taught us that a suffix soit is aser. We knew that already. But a suffix soit is aser kivadai. And if a suffix soit is aser kivadai, suffix, if a sheretz was naga, or a sheretz was a naga, or in the vernacular, suffix tumma is also going to be aser kivadai. However, dumya de soita. Soita is unique in two ways, says the Braisa. Number one, Soita takes place in Rishus Hayachid. So if I'm going to learn from there, Safik Toma, I know Safik Toma, Rishus Hayachid, Sveik Toma, Kevadai. And also, Soita is a Dava Sheyesh Beidas Lishol, so I'm going to know Safik Toma, Rishus Hayachid. When it's a Dava Sheyesh Beidas Lishol, it's then that it's going to be Tome Kevadai. If, however, the Safik Toma is in Rishus Harabim, or even if it's in Rishus Hayachid, but it's Dava Sheyesh Beidas Lishol, in those cases, Safik Toma, Rishus Harabim is going to be Sveikoitar. So this Gemara that we just learned right here, which Mamish took 7 minutes to go through together in a Veinig, is a Gemara that's Oymeid Berumoy Shel Oyla Mamish. It's often a Gemara that gets overlooked because it's a Masech Tesoit. It's not in Ksubis, it's not in Yivam, it's not in Gittin and Kedushin, it's not above a Kamabam and Tzir, above a Masra. It's a Masech Tesoit, but it's a very, 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 very important Gemara. So let's just make a little bit of Aschola. And I think that just to set it up, we'll start with a very, very short hakdama to just be mevarer the Gemara a little bit, but as Hashem, and speak out two Reb Chaims. One Reb Chaim in Sefer, and then a Reb Chaim in Stencils, just to get a toyameh, a Chaim Zachu, what's happening. But Derech Agav, the sugyas of Soita are really starting to wane, because in a few days, the Masechta is going to pivot, and it's going to go on an epic digression, and really the last few weeks of Masechta Soita talk very, very little bit about Soita. So this is a shtickle last licks here in terms of chapping around some of the lumdis of Masechta Soita. So the Gemara asked the Kasha. It says in the Pasuk that the other all of Ruach Kina, man did Kino to his wife, the Kina is Nishtoi, the Nitma. The other all of Ruach Kina, the Kina is Nishtoi, the Loi Nitma. And the Gemara said, I push down how to read this pasuk. I'm being mavasedra, and I'm like funfining a little bit. I understand. What? We know she's tame im nitma lama shaisa. And then it says, v'yiloy nitma. Oh, you know she's not tame im loy nitma lama mashka. Says the Braisa, magdavacha kosev shasofik asur. That this pasuk is coming to teach me that there's a sofik, and because there's a sofik, it's for that reason that she's going to be us. Freik toisvus akash. The im toimar, it's the second toisvus on the yom. Dibra maschel ma tamu boimar. Vichy itzderich krol amesa sveika. I said, I need a pasuk to tell me that a suffix soit is aser. Everybody knows. Sveika day reis is l'chumra. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that she's aser? Again, toisvus kash is on the lashon of the braisa. Magid l'cha akasiv. Shasafik asura. Taisva says, why don't you need a pasuk to tell me that a safik is asur? Of course a safik is asur. In Kol Tairukula, sveik de raisa. If you have a piece of meat in front of you, you have a safik, is it chayva or is it chumah? You can't eat it. Why? It's a sveik de raisa. Any safik in the world is asur. Magad l'chakos. Av limud in the parish of Soita, shasafik asura, we know the rule. The rule is sveik de raisa l'chum. Now the emes is like this. We know the Rambam has a shita that sveik de raisa l'chum is only midrabbanan. Midday Raisa, Sveikid Rabbanon is Lakula. And really, at first glance, this Shitas HaRambam is a very Mechudish Tegar Rambam. Shmaitza, in the beginning of Shmaitza Aleph, discusses this Rambam at length. Right, it's a very big Kiddush. What do you mean? Sveikid Raisa is Lachumra, only Midday Rabbanon. Sveikid Raisa, Lachumra is Midday Raisa. It's a very Mechudish Tegar Rambam. But the truth is that as you go through Gemara, there's a lot of Makairas to this Rambam, obviously. And the Rambam very often is the Pashat the Mahalach in the sugyas. And the truth is, this Gemara is a shtickle makar to the Rambam, maybe. Because you see from this Gemara, Taisus Kasha, that we need a posik, magivacha kasuv shasavik asura. As if to say, without a makar in the parish of Soita, you would have thought that she's mutter. According to the Rambam, it's maridig why you would think she's mutter. You would think she's mutter because even though it's a sveikadei raisa, but sveikadei raisa, lochumr is only a din de rabban. But al kaponim, Rav Rishonim don't hold like the Rambam. And Toisvis certainly doesn't hold like the Rambam. It's very Toisvis, Akasha, that I don't understand. V'chi itzderich kra l'meisar sveika. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that a suffix is also zoktoisvis? A very pashta teretz. Yesh loyma. Hakosuf oisro koidim shtiyo ki ilu hivada. Taisvis says that if you go through the Gemara carefully, you'll see that suffix soit is not just asa, but she's aser kivada. The lashon of the Gemara was that just like you find masoita sheloi asaba shoyge kemezid v'oynas karotzen asaba sofik kivadai sherid she asaba shoyge kemezid v'oynas karotzen eno din she yasaba sofik kivadai. Taisa says this nusach of asaba sofik kivadai, that's something I never found anywhere else in Shas. That's unique to the parasha of Zoita. And Zog Toysmes, that's the chiddush of the Braisa. The Magdivacha Kosov Shah Sofik Asur is not that Sofik is Asur. It's true. The Girs of the Braisa, the way we have it, is a plea, says Toysmes. Because we know Sofik is Asur. But go through the Hemshech of the Gemara. And in the Hemshech of the Gemara is going to throw in the word Kevadai. And that word Kevadai is really the punchline. It was Ikka Chaser from the Nusach of the Braisa. And really, what we were trying to say is Magdivacha Kosov Shah Sofik Asur Kevadai, that's something you don't have in Kol Tayrakula. That's something you have by Soita, and by derivative you have it by Sofik Tum as well. Now what does it even mean? What does it mean that the Sofik is Asa Kavadai? If every Sofik is Asa, what's the Chiddush of a Sofik being Asa Kavadai? So Tosfos says, what does it mean? What it means is that V'afilu imhi Tahara, I'm skipping a few lines, that even if Klapi Shmaya Galya, this woman is Tahar, in the event that the husband would be Baalel, Nenash bebezdin shal maila in Baalel, he would be punished bebezdin shal maila, because this suffix is treated like a vadayis. Meaning, ordinarily, let's say somebody sits down and he eats a piece of meat. It's a suffix if it's chelav, if it's a suffix if it's shuman, and then he eats it mamish, he fresses, and he finds out afterwards it was shuman. Okay, so he was saved by the bell, right? He got saved, Baruch Hashem, it worked out, right? Mamish hashta behemten shal tzadikim, and Eivish apparently helped this person as well. So you find such a zach. Okay, it worked out. Now he needs shmir of Hashem yislach lo, you had in the parish of Nadarim, right? We could speak out right on this. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, was he over the Isser Chalif? No, he wasn't over the Isser Chalif. But when it comes to Soit, it's different. Also, about Kosov Gavada is the Taj. It's also for the husband, let's say, to be Ba on this Sofik Soita. Let's say he was Ba there. And then afterwards he drinks from the May Soita. Or Klapish Maya Galya, we find out that she was Mutter. Also, about Kosov Gavada. And the point is that this Sofik is treated like a vadu, that even if Klapi Shmaya Galya, she was Tahira, still, he's going to be punished as if he was Ba on a vadai Soita. Tosh Teit and Taisus. In other words, there's a very, very big chiddush in the parasha of Soita. Taisus started off, I don't understand, the Chiyitzra Kral, the Mesa Sveika? No, it's a huge chiddush. The chiddush is not that the Sofik is Asa. The chiddush is that the suffix is gevadet. L'may nafkemina, even if Klapish Ma'igali, she's Tahira, in the event that he was Ba, he's going to be treated as if he was Ba on a vadai Soita. Now let's do the math. If our sugya learned Sofik Tumah from Sofik Soita, that means Sofik Tumah is the same thing. So when we say Sofik Tumah, b'shus hayachet tzveikei tameh, what it means is not just that there's a iser mi Sofik. What it means is that it's asa Sofik kevada. And the emes is at the mefurish gemara. It's a gemara mesachtes nida daf gimel amid aleph. So mesachtes nida daf beis daf gimel. That's one of the big mar mekaymes for the sugyas of tzveikis and chazakis ki yadua. And in Nida Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says that in the event that Shruma would come in contact with Sofik Tuma Brishos Hayachid, the halacha is you would burn the Shruma as if it's Tome. The Emes is a very big Chiddush, because Shruma that's Vadai Tome, there's a Din Sreifa. But Shruma that's Tahira, you're not allowed to burn. Afal Pike, if it comes in contact with Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaYachid, you're surfing Truma. And it's Mavur Klar in that sugya, that the reason is because Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaYachid is Sveikei Tome Kevadai. So we don't look at it as if there's a Sofik maybe became Tome. We look at it as if it Vadai became Tome. And because we look at it as if it Vadai became Tome, so it's for that reason, the halach is, it's going to be Sreifa. It's Mamish this Tosfos. It's the sugya that we're learning right now. In other words, in Kol HaTayrakul is a parish of Sofik. The chiddush of Sofik Soita, and by extension, the chiddush of Sofik Tuma is that not only is it asami Sofik, but Sofik is Kevadai, and that's really the major, major takeaway that comes from the Gemara that we just learned here, Mesechta Soita, Daf Chavches Amar Aleph. That's the Akdama. as it relates to the Reb Chaim's. So we're going to go first with the Reb Chaim in stencils, and afterwards the Reb Chaim in Sefer. The Rambam in Perik Tes of Hilchis Naziris, we're going to go down memory lane now a little bit, says that if you have a Nazir, and the Nazir came in contact with Sofik Tumah Bershus HaYachid. So there's a Nazir, he's walking down the street, and he comes in contact, maybe, with Tumah in a Rishus HaYachid. Says the Rambam, he's a Sofik now if he's a Nazir Tahar or if he's a Nazir Tameh. And as a result, he has to be Noyeg L'chumra, all the halachas of Naziris of Taira, and all the halachas of Naziris of Tumah. What does that mean? So I in the end of Masechtas Nazir, Perik Shnei Nazirim, which discusses Mamish such a case and plays out all the different scenarios with the days and the numbers and the maises. But the bottom line is that's the halacha psuke in the Rambam. Perik Tes Lachat Azayin Hilchas Naziris. If the Nazir comes in contact with Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, so the halacha is that he has to be Noyeg L'Chumra as a Nazir Tameh, and he has to be Noyeg L'Chumra as a Nazir Tameh. Chaim Briske, he says, I don't understand. If he came in contact with Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, we just mamish walked into the kasha, just gave a hakdama. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is a Sofik. But although it's a Sofik, it's Asik Vaday. So if it's Asik Vaday, that means he came in contact with Vaday Tumah. If he came in contact with Vaday Tumah, he's a Vaday Nazir Tumah. Just like the Truma you're surfing all of, even though Sofik Truma Tumah you would never be able to burn, the Teretz is because Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is not Sofik Tumah, it's Vaday Tumah. So no, say he came in contact with Vaday Tumah. If he came in contact with Vaday Tumah, he's Vaday. If he's Vaday Tomei, he's a regular Nazir Tomei. He should be Soysed in Naziris, the Chachas of Tomei, 7 days, Paraduma, Boyei Mashmini, Chatas of Oil, Zerayishit, Chazarov, the Ashim Nazir Tomei of Nazir fame, and that can do everything you need to do. So what's Pash B'Shah in this Rambam L'Chayi, the Rambam Asarachi in Gadol? Zok Tav Chayim, that Yesh Lachkar, this Chiddush that you find by Sofik Soita, and by extension by Sofik Tomei, that the Halach is also Sofik Kavada. What's to get that far? Let's talk Sofik Saita first. You have a woman, there was Kina in Stira. As a result, we have a Sofik right now, whether she was Nivela or not Nivela. We know, Tosfos says, without the Parish of Saita, that the Sofik, she would be Yasser. Oh, but the Parish of Saita was Mechadash, he Nitma, or you over the Rokin Kina says, Loi Nitma, that this is not just a regular Sofik. This Sofik is going to be treated like a Vada. Meaning, we're going to treat this woman like a Vada Nivela. Is the Geder that we assume for sure, in the birr of the Maisa, that this woman was Nivela? Meaning, if you have a Sofik, there are things Bezdin can use at their disposal, which will be Mevar the Sofik. Roiv, right? That's a good one. Or Edim, if they walk in, that's the best one. So even though there was a Sofik, but now we were just Mevar the Sofik. So Asaba Sofik Kivada is the Taich, that even though, based on the Gedorim of Sveikis and Kalot Arukula, there would be a Sofik, but over here, when there's a Sofik, we're Mevara, and we say, no, for sure this is what happened. But the Gedadvarim is that the way Bezin looks at this is that this woman was Vaday Nivela. Oye Shlomer says, Reb Chaim, nothing happened here that allows us to be Mevara that she was Vaday Nivela. So what's this din of Sofik Vaday? It's a Chiddush HaTorah that we're going to treat her as if she was Vaday Nivela. But it's all a Chiddush in terms of our Hanhaga towards this Isha. But not that we know for sure Ke'ilu, Onu Machsakina and Oysuk in Nivellas. I don't know if she was Nivellas. It's just that in Halacha, when there's a Sofik, if this woman was Nivella or not Nivella, we treat her as if she was Nivella. Meaning, is there some sort of beer on the Maisa, or is there no beer on the Maisa? It's all klape the way that we're going to treat her. So Reb Chaim said that L'chayra have arrived from a Gemara. A Gemara Mesach to Soita Daf Chof Ches Amaral. Today's Daf. Because the Gemara says, Shkimul Pamim, Hamurim b'Torah v'Nitma Lamali. Why did the Torah have to mention the word im Nitma, Nitma v'Nitma three times? Echel Baal, the Echel Baal, the Echel Truma. What does Echel Baal mean? She's also to the Baal. How is she also to the Baal? Nitma, loy Nitma. The Gemara said Kivadai. So Freit Reb Chaim, once I know that this woman is also to the Baal, Kivadai. So if she's also Kivadai, that means we were just Mevar the Maisa. So we know for sure she was Nivela. If she was Nivela, for sure she's also to the Baal. For sure she's also to Truma. Why would I need a separate riboy of Nitma, Nitma to teach me Issa Baal, Issa Truma? If the gather of the first Nitma of Issa Baal is Kivadai, because the drosh is from that, so then why would I need two extra limudim? Says Reb Chaim, it's more mashma from the sugya that Be'etzim would not be Mevar the Uvda. There's no bear on the Uvda. It's just a Chiddush HaTorah that we're going to create here a new Isser to this woman that she will be Asur B'Teiris Vadeh. Hagam, we don't know whether she's Asur B'Teiris Vadeh. If that's the case, it's welcome to say, maybe it's only Klapa that is a Baal. Mechateisa, we're being Mechadish, that is a Klapa the Baal. Mechateisa, we're being Mechadish, that is a Klapa Truma. So Reb Chaim said, Alefum Riyata, Poshit from the Gemara Lane, it's more Gishmak, if you would learn the second side, that really we're not being Mevar the Maisa. All it is a, it's a Mechudish Tega Isur Vadeh, and that's why you need to know it for Baal, but that's why you need all these different drushes on Limudim. Every Sifkat needs its own Riboy, because it's a Mechudish Nigabi. Chaim said that Be'emes is, if that's the way it is as it relates to the Suffolk Saita, that should be the way it is regarding the Suffolk Tum as well. Again, one is learned from the other. Now, the Suffolk Tum is just like Yachet Sveikir Tomei. What's the gather? Is the gather Anu Machsakinon that for sure this person became Tomei or Mechtes? We don't know. If in Kala Terukul it's a Suffolk, why shouldn't it be any more than a Suffolk here? It's just that the Torah was Mechadesh, a Tumah Chadasha. That when you have Suffolk Tumah B'Shus HaYachet, over here there's get. And Reb Chaim said, if we're right, and we have a makar from the Gemara, from the Braisa, from the three Nitmas, that as it relates to Suffolk Saita, it's not that we neman for sure that she was Nivala, but the Torah was Mechadish a new Issa for this Saita, so too as it relates to Tumah, the Gedadvarm is going to be that the Torah was Mechadish a new Tumah. There's a Fizer Reb Chaim said Niflam Mamish, and this is Geshmak because we're coming off the heels of learning Mesechtes Nazis. This is a little bit of Chazar. When we learned the second half of Mesechtes Nazis, all the Aholu Sugis, the Tumah Vitaira Sugis, what was one of the big themes? One of the big themes was Al Eilu Atum. Remember, there were two Mishnayos. There was a Mishnah Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis that mentioned a long list of tumas that if a Nazir would come in contact with those tumas, the halacha is it would be soiser the Naziris, the Nazir would have to be Megaleach, all the halachas. And then there was the second Mishnah Daf Nun Dalud Amid Aleph. Elu ha tumas ena Nazir Megaleach. Meaning, these are tumas that are tumas. When you learn the whole list, these are bona fide Revius Damin Ameis and all these different halachas. Right, that's Samois. But when it comes to a Nazir, there's a special din that not all tumas are soiser than aziris. It has to be. What's the ger da'advarim? The ger da'advarim is the Rambam says b'lushayim yasav. It's a stirus in Rambam, but the Rambam says it has to be me'atzmei shal meis. So if a person becomes tamei from coming in contact with the chepts of the meis is what was metama. So over there, the halach is the nos is going to be megaleach. But if not, not. So said Reb Chaim Nifludik. Sofik tumer b'shus hayochet. A nazir just came in contact. So the halach is, he's tamei vaday, right? Why is he tamei vaday? He's tamei vaday based on the halacha of sofik tumer b'shus hayochet, sveika tamei, and it's not just sveika tamei, it's gevaday. But what's the gather of that tumer? If shad in every sofik tumer b'shus hayochet, sveika tamei is that anu machzikinon, that for sure the person came in contact with the Tumah. So that means that when we say he's Vaday Tumah, what's the gather of that Vaday Tumah? The gather of the Vaday Tumah is we assume for sure he came in contact with the mace. If for sure he came in contact with the mace, that means he for sure came in contact with one of the Tumah Shanoz Megaleach Alehem, the Mishnah Memtes on the base. As a result, it's Soysid the Naziris, he has to be Megaleach, he has to go through the whole parish of Nazir, Betoiras Vaday. If, however, the gather of Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochet Sveikir Tomei is not that we assume that he came in contact with the Meis, klapi that, we don't know. We have a Sofik. Nervos, there's a Chiddush HaTorah that when you have a Sofik, if you came in contact with a Meis, for example, or a Sheretz for that matter, we're Mechadish a new Tumah. There's a Tumah Chadasha called Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochet. Said Reb Chaim, that Tumah can't be better than Tumah's Meis that's not Me'atz Meishol Meis. That's a new Mechudish to Gatumah. And being that that's a new Mechudish to Gatumah, on that Tumah, you're not going to have the halacha that the Nazir is going to be Megaleach. So Reb Chaim said like this, you want to know if this Nazir is Tumah Tumah's Meis? 100%. There's no Sofik is Tumah Tumah's Meis, because Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochet. You know what the Sofik, however, is? We're not 100% sure whether or not he came in contact Me'atz Meishol Meis. Why? Because the gather of Sofik Tum B'Shus HaYochet is not that we're Mevar and we're Machzik for sure he came in contact with the Meis. It's the other side, derived from the Brayis on Daf Chaf Chesam and Aleph. Norbos is a Sofik. Maybe he came in contact with the Meis, maybe he didn't come in contact with the Meis. Oh yeah, the Sofik, so what do you do with Sofik? You have to be knowing like a Nazir Tar, you have to be knowing like a Nazir Tomei. So klapi whether or not he became Tomei Tumas Meis, Avad Al Zenem HaSofik Tum B'Shus HaYochet Sveiki Tomei. We know he's Tomei Tumas Meis, but there is Vadai. No one's questioning that. But the Rambam in Hilchis Naziris, where he's discussing the unique halachas of whether the Nazir is going to have to be Megaleach on this Tumah or not, klapi that, all it is a Sofik. I, what do you mean? If Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochet is Asik Avadai, so you know for sure he came in contact with the Tumah. That would be true if the Geder of Asik Avadai is Anu Machzikinon that he came in contact with the Tumah. But if the Geder Advarim is the Torah was Mechadish a new Tumah, this is Reb Chaim's punchline, right? There's always a punchline you have to get. The punchline is that if it's a new Tumah, it's not atzmei shalmeis. That new tumah is as a bria chadasha that the Torah gives as a ruach tumah for someone that comes maybe in contact with this tumah b'shus hayachid. That's not atzmei shalmeis. That's the Torah is being mechadish this tumah. And if that's the case, being that you don't have that tumah b'teres vaday, it's only a that tumah which you do have b'teres vaday is not atzmei shalmeis. And the only atzmei shalmeis tumah that you have is on the tzad that you came in contact with the tumah. So what you have is a safik tumah. Safik tumah, that's the Rambam. But that you only megaleach misafik, but megaleach, you have to treat yourself like a nazir tar. But the bottom line is, what emerges from this first Reb Chaim, it's a beautiful kedarkoi, hesber in this very, very shver Rambam, but a very, very important chakira in terms of understanding safik soita, Asik Avadai, and Safik Tumer B'Shnus HaYochid, which is Asik Avadai. And that is the gather of Asik Avadai, Anu Machzikino, and Ki'ilu Machriya the Safik, as if there was a Rav, as if there were Eden, that for sure the Tumer took place. Where it's not that we assume for sure that the Tumer took place, but when there's a Matzav of Safik, the Torah is Mechadish, Avadai Biyah, the Torah is Mechadish, Avadai Tumer. That's the first Reb Chaim. The second Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim in Sefer. It's equally as Oymid Berumah Shaloylam. And really it begins, a little shorter, with a classic Gemara, maybe the most famous Gemara in Kaisle Beis Medrash, Ksubas Daf Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lazar, everyone knows this Gemara. Rabbi Lazar said, Ha'oymir Pesach Basuach Matzasi, Neman La Oysra Allah. It's a Maisa Shoya Kachaya. A man, he married a Basula, Basula Nisus Le'im Revi, that's the way Masechtas Ksubas begins, and then by the Bia Rishchoina, he said, Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Meaning, I don't think she was a Psula. And as a result, comes running to Bezdin. Why? Number one, maybe she's not going to get the Ksuba she thought she was going to get. But more importantly, if she was Becheskes Psula, now all of a sudden we find out she was a Bula, she was never married before, so what happened? Maybe there was an Aveira over here. So the Halach is Nema La Oystra Olive. Because we're concerned that maybe there was a Bia, and that the Bia happened after Erison, before Nisun. The olden days, it was 12 months between Erison and Nisun. So we're concerned that maybe it happened during the Yud Beis Chayidish, and therefore, because there's a Chashash, there's a Sofik, that maybe she was Nivala, so she's going to be us. How do we know this even happened? Because he said it happened? Shavya Anaf, Shechavicha B'Yisur, that's Ksubas Daf Tes Amar Aleph. I don't understand this halacha. Svek Sveika, who? Isn't there a Svek Sveika? Meaning, let's accept everything that he said at face value. For sure, there was Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. Meaning, for sure, there's a possibility that she was Nivala. But at the same time, L'chaira, she still shouldn't be Yasser. Why? Because there's two Svaras to say that she should be Mutter. Number one, Safik Tachtav, Safik Ein Tachtav. Could be this Nus happened Tachtav, meaning it happened when she was already in Arusa. Then maybe it happened Lav Tachtav. Maybe it happened before the Eris. If Intim Tzolim Tachtav. And even if it happened Tachtav, Safik Ba'ines, Safik Beratzen. How do you know that this Bia happened Beratzen? Maybe it happened Ba'ines. So if the Bia happened Lav Tachtav, she wouldn't be Yasser to her husband. And if it happened Ba'ines, she also wouldn't be Yasser to her husband. So just because he said Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, why is she suddenly going to be Yasser? Shavya Navshi Chedich Deyisura, he wasn't Shavya Navshi Chedich Deyisura. He set up a situation where the Rav would pass in Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. Why? Because at the end of the day, there's a Svek Svek. And Svek Svek, you always make. So the Gemara says like this. One of two possibilities. Either you could say it's talking about Be'eshes Kayin. It's talking about where this woman was an Eshes Kayin. I mean, he's a Kayin. Being that he's a Kayin, there's really only one Safik. There's a Safik if the Bia happened Tachtav, Alaf Tachtav. But whether it happened, Ba'inus Beratzen is not a Safik, because an Eshes Kayin, Shenenza, is still lost to her husband. So it is a Shavya Nafshe, because all there is one Safik. Iba Yisem, or you could say, Be'eshes Yisrael. It's talking about where she was an Eshes Yisrael, who could go into Kabul Ba'avia Kiddushin, Pchusam, Bipaskim, Ojon of Yemech. It's talking about where her father was Makabul Kiddushin for her as a Ketana, but not just a Ketana, when she was less than 3 years old. Being that he was Makabul Kiddushin from less than she was 3 years old, it's Muchach then that the Bia happened Tachtav. Because if the Bia would have happened lach tachtav, it would have happened before she was 3, and the psula would have been chayzeris. And from the fact that she doesn't have psulim, that's the whole point. Pesach pesuach matzasi. So that's a raya. That's a raya that it must have happened tachtav. So the only suffix is if it was ba'inus or beratzen, being that it's one suffix. Therefore, we say shavya nafshe chaticha deisura. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Amr pesach pesuach matzasi neman la oistrav. It's mavur in this gemara. It's mavur in this gemara that if you have a svek sveka, whether an eshes ish was mezana tachas bailo or not, the halacha is, she's going to be mutter. And really, the only reason Oymer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Nema La'Yisra Olav is because of the Akimtas. Either it's talking about an Eshes Kayin, or it's the Kabel Ba'aviyah Kiddush and Pchus and Vaskim Shonav Yamecha. because all you have is one suffix. But to the extent there would be two sveikas, the halacha would be that she would be mutter to her husband. Freik the shita mekubet says okushiatsum. Freik the shita mekubet says it's mavur and soita daf chafchasam at aleph. That suffix soita is asaba suffix kavada. It's a unique type of suffix, not like a regular suffix in Kol HaTerukula. Tais already spoke it out. It's suffix kavada, and we learn from suffix soita suffix tumah. Suffik tumer b'shus ayachit tzveik oitame kevada. You need the dafkim lamed aleph. You're surfing truma. Meaning, it's treated like a vaday suffik. We know that suffik tumer b'shus ayachit tzveik oitame, the halacha is called tzveik oishat ayachol laharbois. You could pile on tzveikas. You could have a svek tzveika and a svek tzveika ben benoishol svek tzveika. It doesn't matter. All the tzveikas that you can tack on, the halacha is going to be Sveik oitame. And poshut the Hezbra advarim is because Sufik is kavadik. But what's the whole svar of why Sveik is mutter? Because I have a Sufik, and now I have a Sufik, if I even have a Sufik. No, you don't have any Sufik. Sufik vadai, Sufik vadai, Sufik vadai. So you can have 50 Sveikas. At the end of the day, they're all going to be vadai. But the point is that Sufik tomer b'shus ayachit Sveik oitame, even if you have two Sveikas. There's no parsha of Sveik Sveika when it comes to Sufik tomer b'shus ayachit. If there's no parsha of Sveik Sveika by Sufik tomer b'shus ayachit, it has to mean there's no parsha of Sveik Sveika by Sufik Saita. Because the whole chiyas of Sufik tomer kuptach from Sufik Saita. We cannot do that. It comes from the parsha of Sufik. That means there should be no halach of Sveik Sveika by a Sufik Saita. Freik the Shita Mikubet says, if that's the case, what's posh b'shan in this Gemara and Ksuba Staff Des? Oy me pesa b'suach b'sasin nebel loisro freik the Gemara. Vamai Sveik Sveika. Who cares if it's a Sveik Sveika? It's a suffix tumma. It's a suffix soita. And by suffix soita, suffix tumma called sveika shat yachal harbis. Azoy freit the shita mekubetzes. And shita mekubetzes says the teretz, and everyone much just understand what exactly the shita mekubetzes meant when he said his teretz. Another kasha that the G'duyli Achreinim asks is Tosfos asks, the Gemara said, loitzricha v'eshes kai. Right? That was one of the two kimtas that the Gemara gave for Rabbi Loss's mem. Talking about an eshes kai. An eshes kai, and there's only one suffix. Suffix taktov, suffix lach taktov. But as it relates to Oynes Beratzen, that's not a suffix. Vim toime frey toises, v'nuk ma'aches gasa. Why doesn't she have a chazaka? She k'sher l'kahuna. You have a suffix now, if she was nivela taktov or not. Doesn't she have a chazaka that she's k'sher l'kahuna? V'neima d'lav tachtav zinsa. And let's say that she wasn't nivela tachtav. So Taisa says one line, which is a month in yeshiva. V'yesh leimer, da adi rabba islan l'meima, da hashta nivela d'ukma cheskes aguv shoysim so. Taisa asks Akasha, I understand, you have a suffix here? What's the suffix? Say chazaka. It's fregin d'achroinim. By suffix soita, do you say chazaka? Did anyone ever ask Akasha? I understand, every suffix soita, doesn't she have a chazaka? She has a chazaka that she's mutter. What? Why is she drinking from the maid soita? What happened to chazaka? Suffix tomer b'shus hayachid, sveikoy tomer. What happened to chazaka? The teretz, it's a toyus the kasha. Why is it a toyus the kasha? Because this is the chiddush of the parasha soita. That's what asubah suffix kevadai means. Kevadai means we don't look at it as a suffix. You're right, if it was a suffix, you would say chazaka. But it's not a suffix, it's kevadai. And because it's kevadai, we don't reckon zich with chazaka. So vasfik tois akasha. It's a suffix soita over here. So if it's a suffix soita, so why is it asubah akasav kevadai? So the emes is these two kashas, again, this is dvarma oim devruma shaloylam, and we can't learn, you know, ksubas taftes haregalachas. But we're just going to end with two lines in Reb Chaim and Sefer. Says Reb Chaim, this is Lushoyne Azov, and we're going to stop. The Nira Loimer, the Be'emes, calls Nus the Ishas Ish. This is Reb Chaim in Hilchas Yibim V'Chalitza, Perek Vav Aloch Yutes, in the Sugya of Tzara Soita. So says Reb Chaim Toich Dvarev, the Be'emes, calls Nus the Ishas Ish, the Sfeikes Nus, Harei Eim Bahach Dina the Safik Havada. Every single time you have a suffix, whether an Ishas Ish was Mazana Tachas Baila, you don't have Soita Daf Chafres. You don't have the sugya of Safi Kavadai. Ukimavur biksubas daftes. Bisugi the pesach besuach matzasi. The svek sveika moyo bala hetera. What does Reb Chaim mean? The shita's kasha. Because, of course, there's no svek sveika when it comes to Safi Kavadai. Vechein haremavur betois visham. The moyo chazaka. What says this kasha have a chazaka? Safik tumer b'shus hayachid, there's no chazaka. Safik soita, there's no chazaka. Masha in moyo zois b'makim sha'asa ha-safi kavadai. Ubal karchach, says Reb Chaim, the rak bekinoi who da havigzeres akasov the stira oisarta the sveika kevada. It's dafka by the suffix soita of kinoi v'stira. This is Reb Chaim's yisoid that we've all heard. This is where Reb Chaim bought it from. He bought it from these two kashas. He bought it from ksubas daftes that it's muchach that this that we treat a suffix soita kivadai is dafka the suffix site of the Torah. When there's a kinoi and there's a stira over there, the Torah was mechadish that this suffix is going to be an underisart suffix, and this suffix is going to be kivadai. But elchenami, a regular suffix soita, if you have a shaila whether this eishes ish was mezana tachas baila, as in ksubas taftes, over there you're not going to have the aloch of suffix kivadai. What is it going to be? It's going to be a regular suffix, and that's why you have the sugi of sveika, and that's why you have chazakas, and really the mamish, the exhibit A of all the sugis of sveikas and chazakas comes from ksubas taftes, because it's a regular case of suffix. I thought suffix soita is suffix kivadai, and that's the makar to suffix tumer b'shus hayachid, which is the Exhibit A of anomalies and exceptions to the rule of how you treat a case of suffix. That's true where the suffix happened al yedei kinyan v'stira. But if the suffix didn't happen al yedei kinyan v'stira over there, it's going to be different. So what's the second yesod of Reb Chaim? The second yesod of Reb Chaim is that this inyan that you find that suffix soita is asa kevada is not true for every suffix soita. It's not true for every time you have a suffix that maybe an eishes ish was mezana tachas baila. It's true in the unique case when the suffix is al yedei kinyan v'stira. And why is it? Ubal korchach, the rak b'kinyan hu dahav gzeiros hakasav. It's a gzeiros hakasav. The stira oisarta v'sveika kevada. It's a bazunder gzeiros hakasav in the parish of kinyan v'stira. Maybe we'll get back to this, but regardless, tein l'chacham v'yech gemoed.